This week's episode of John's Joke of the Week is brought to you by NatureBox, the healthy and delicious way to snack right. And now, the host of John's Joke of the Week, Mr. John Rushing.
Hello and welcome to another side-splitting episode of John's Joke of the Week. I'm John Rushing, and this week's joke is, what do you call a psychic dwarf that has escaped from prison? Find out more after this.
Hey, dwarfs. Those are some funny little guys. I'll tell you what, though. Even dwarves gotta eat. I'm serious. Dwarves do need to eat food. I don't think it's human flesh. Dwarves don't eat human flesh, right? That's not something dwarves do. That's purely cannibals and zombies. Yeah, dwarves eat normal food. I'm pretty sure. Why would dwarves eat human flesh? I mean, it would take like a dozen of them to take me down, personally. And there's not, I mean, I don't think I'm that delicious. But probably not, because I don't... You are what you eat, right? And until recently, I wasn't eating very good. Pretty bad. A lot of snacks, a lot of starchy carbs, a lot of salty garbage in there. It's probably cholesterol alone will give dwarves a bad time. Dwarves are like dwarf wolves. A lot of people don't know about them. We all hear about dire wolves all the time, but nobody hears about dwarves. They're dwarf wolves. A lot of people would just call them dogs. Not me, though. They're ferocious, and they'll get you. But getting back on topic, what you are what you eat. I think we can all agree. And so you should be eating happy, healthful things. That's right. I'm talking to you. Eat better. There's nothing wrong with eating better. It's a choice you can make every single day. It's tough for me because it's so widely available and convenient to eat shitty snack foods. They're at every single store. They're in every single break room. But it's also that I feel like I can just graze and hove over it, you know? Like it's not a plate where there's a definitive beginning and ending. I can just kind of, you know, it's a bag or it's a box, but I feel like they're special, unique, you know, little treats. But unfortunately, all the snacks that I like are not that healthy, frankly. They're not unhealthy. They're not like black tar heroin or anything. But certainly, they're not, you know, superfoods. But luckily, there is a kind of snack that is a superfood. There is a kind of snack that is healthy and good for you. And there's only one goddamn company that brings all this together and ships it to your door. So you don't have to go to Fresh Market, Whole Foods, Trader Joe's. You don't have to leave your home. A lot of these services that we advertise are a lot, they're kind of about you not leaving your home. And that's fine, because I don't like leaving mine. If I could work from home, I would. I want this to be my job. I want to announce this show for my life. I need the cash. I would love it. It'd be great. But if I did get that sweet, sweet cash, I'd spend it on NatureBox. Because they bring healthy, delightful, nutritious, delicious snacks right to your front door. It's no empty, starchy, salty, greasy potato chip. It's not a Funyun, Cheeto, flaming hot Dorito. No, 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 my friend. It's got all that flavor, but it's got nutrition. It's got the kind of vitamins and minerals that keep your body strong and keep you going throughout the day. That's right. You're powerful. You're strong. You're unique. You're an individual. You're a maverick. Nobody's going to keep you down. Not when you've got NatureBox snacks. I'm talking jalapeno cashews. I'm talking sweet, sweet caramel popcorn. I'm talking pineapple bites. This is real food. No preservatives, no high fructose corn syrup, no garbage, just pure, delicious flavor right to your door. How good are they? They're so good that they'll give you snacks for free. I'm serious. I'm serious right now. They will give you food for free. There's a website you can go to and get free delicious snacks. It's naturebox.com. Just go to naturebox.com, enter coupon code RUSHING, and they will send you a sample size. It's just 2 ounces, but frankly, when you're talking this much healthful flavor, that's a lot. 2 ounce sample pack, whichever snacks you'd like to try. And then, hopefully, from my lips to God's ears, you will subscribe. It's under $20 a month, and they'll send you 5 snacks, shipping included. 5 snacks for $20. So make sure you're not just hoving around at a vending machine or grabbing, you know, pretzels and horrible, just all that garbage. It's just so bad. It's not good. It's not good for you. But NatureBox is. And it's slothful, certainly. It's decadent. It's American to sit and eat an entire, like, family-sized bag of potato chips by yourself. I've done it. I wish I didn't, but I did. I've dug through, like, one of those 3-gallon tubs of Gardetto's just for the rye chips. I'm not going to lie. That's who I was. I mean, it's like kind of being an addict, like you're still always that person, but it's a daily decision not to do it. But then one day I found out that they just sell the rye chips all on their own. I'm serious, they do. It's amazing. And they're really great. I can't get enough of them. And but here's the thing. I ate exclusively Gardetto's rye chips and Coke Zero, aka junk food, and I had a seizure. Seriously. That ain't no lie. What I should have been doing is stocking up on healthful snacks that were not just terrible salts and artificial sugars. No. I should have been healthful. I should have been thinking about vitamins and nutrition and things that help my body, not hurt it and starve it and make it reboot Windows Update style. No. That's what I should have been doing from the start. And now I will. Because I have naturebox.com. It is absolutely the best service for snacks. There's none better. Frankly, I don't think there's another one. Like, Sherry's Berries isn't really snacks. They're just hand grenade style strawberries that are dipped in chocolate. And that is not health food. I can tell you that right now. But NatureBox is. They're snacks you deserve. They're snacks you crave. They're snacks you can't get enough of. And they're so cheap. I mean, chips are getting pretty up there, and that's basically just like glue for your arteries. But not NatureBox. They're smooth. They make you feel light, healthful, on your feet, happy-dappy, dancing around, Snoopy style. No problem. Sometimes when you eat snacks, or like an entire bag and a half, or if like Cheez-Its are like buy one, get one, and you get 2 boxes, and you get 2 different kinds, and you're like, oh, I'm just going to try this one, and then uh-oh, the whole box is gone, but you're still hungry. So, like, you go on to the next box, you know what I mean? Oh, boy. That's a dangerous road. That's a snack spiral. That's not something you want to be a part of. I can tell you that right now. What you do want to be a part of is naturebox.com. They are the best possible outlet, aggregator, delivery service for healthy snacks. And with our coupon code RUSHING, it's even cheaper. You get snacks for free. You pay nothing. No credit card sign up. Nada. All they need is where to send these delicious sweet treats. And you can put my mouth in there, but that's not that funny. That's like putting, you know, when they say like name, sex, you know, like a lot or some shit. That's childish. That's Austin Powers 2 style 90s humor. We don't need that. Just put your real address in and you get free food. You don't need to make a joke about it. All right? Just chill out. Just chill out. Just chill out, baby. We're going to snack together. Intimately. You're going to love every minute of it. NatureBox.com. Coupon code RUSHING. That's all you need. Sweet, sweet snacks. No downside. No bloatiness. Just sweet, sweet, healthy vitamins and minerals. And now for the conclusion of John's Joke of the Week, here's Mr. John Rushing.
Welcome back to John's Joke of the Week. What do you call a psychic dwarf that's escaped from prison? The answer? A small medium at large. Thanks for tuning in. I'm John Martin, and I'll be back next week.
John's Joke of the Week is hosted by John Rushing, produced by Jeff Gill, and announced by me, Chris Killian. If you'd like to show your support of the podcast, be sure to leave a comment and a rating on iTunes, like our page on Facebook, and visit our sponsor. This week's episode was brought to you by NatureBox.com. Enter coupon code RUSHING for 20% off your first order. Do you want to know my least favorite X-Men? It's the Psychics. I swear, they were the worst. Dr. Jean Grey, she was so haughty, and like her only power was being really, really standoffish, I'd say. Professor X had telekinesis. That's fair. Wait, did he have telekinesis? Could he move stuff with his mind? Am I thinking of Magneto? They made such a good team. Okay, so no, he didn't. He only had ESP, meaning he could go into people's minds, like Wolverine. But is that really, I mean, that's like supposed to be the be-all, end-all power. It's like you can get into anybody's mind, but that's not. I'll tell you what the ultimate superpower is, the ultimate plot stopper. It's super speed. I'm talking Quicksilver. I'm talking people who can go faster. The Flash. Ultimate plot suicide. Or is it plot medicine? I don't know. What's the trope? No one knows. Anyway, we'll never find out. Point being, super, super fast guys can just run around and solve everything and flick bullets away, and they'll just solve every problem you have right away. X-Men First Class. First thing they did was go to France, find Mr. Fast Shoes, say, oh my god, you're so fast. Look at you, Silverman. Quicksilverman, and then he creates the best scene in the movie, solves their problems instantly, and what do? Wave bye-bye when they go do their hardest thing. Spoiler alert. Although it really shouldn't be. I think it's been out a month. Avengers Age of Ultronium. Ultron. Avengers Age of Ultron. The Quickman in there was Quicksilver again, right? Speedman? Speedboatman? Whatever his name was, he's super fast. That's all he does. He just runs around super fast. And he solves everything. Because he can just run faster and slow down time or whatever. Fix everything. So, they murder him brutally. With, like, a Gatling gun. So, the Flash moving forward to the TV series. So now every single plot revolves around slowing him down somehow. Somehow he's getting slowed down. Oh no, how is he going to be slow this week? How is he going to counter the slow ray? Oh my god, he swallowed a slow pill. Oh my god, some weird dude put a slow roofie in his drink. He can't go fast anymore. And that guy's got problems too, because he can, like, I think travel through time maybe. I know he can travel through solid objects, because he can, like, move so fast that he vibrates the atoms, and then the atoms move through the wall atoms, and then it's like, that's, this guy can clearly manipulate time, he can go through solid objects, he can stop anything, that's the real superhero. That's just, but it's boring. It's like the Superman problem. Oh, you know what is another problem? Why doesn't Superman just throw everything into the sun? I swear to God, that's the answer. Throw everything into the sun. I'm serious. Throw it into the sun. Oh, Lex Luthor's being a dick? Throw him into the sun. Oh, some guys from another dimension show up? Throw him into the sun. Oh, it's Godzilla? Throw him into the sun. Oh, the Loch Ness Monster took my wallet? Throw him into the sun. Problem solved. He should never have to battle anyone. He should just throw them into the sun. It's the perfect solution. It's the Quicksilver of Superman dealings. So, recapping, The two things that will solve any problem is someone who can move incredibly quickly, so much so that time is relative, almost meaningless for them, and someone with the ability to throw things into the sun. That's all you need to solve any problem. And, God forbid, you have someone who can do both. Some kind of flash, some kind of super flash. Let's call him Super Flash. Silver. Super Silver Flash. Super Flash Silver. Silver Flashman. Silver Flashman is what we're going to call him. So, Silver Flashman has the ability to run real fast, Usain Bolt style. Could that guy have a better name, by the way? Usain Bolt, come on. Silver Flashman can run really fast, but he also has that super-duper strength to throw things into the sun. That's my ultimate superhero. There's no beating him. There's literally no beating him. You can't outsmart him. You can't outpace him. He can throw you into the sun. There's literally no losing to Super Flashman. Why hasn't somebody written that yet? How is that not? I just said it's boring. Anybody who can solve anything, like Quicksilver, Flash. Wait, why was Silver in? Okay, Quicksilver, the Flash. They're just plot poison. They'll just kill any plot because they can just fix anything. Like, oh no, what are we gonna do? I'll just run in real quick. Oh, he fired a bullet. Oh, I'll just stop it. But how are we gonna get to the president? I'll just run in real quick. It's boring. There's no stakes. There's no struggle. There's no risk. It's dumb, but visually stunning. I'm not a big fan of the Flash's suit. He looks a little too much like Daredevil. I'm just gonna say it. You got two guys, two red suits. What are we doing here? I don't think the Flash has to be red either. He should be yellow. He should be yellow. He's the Flash, like a camera flash or a flash of light. Light isn't red, it's yellow. Checkmate. Marvel DC Universe. In any case, I just want to say, it should be clear at this point that I know what I'm talking about, and I'm making lucid points. That much is just obvious. It's pretty clear. Anybody should really know that. But why don't people listen to me when I say the Silver Flashman can be the greatest comic of all time? And when I draw him on public buildings and children's clothes, why don't they listen to me? I don't know. I wish they would. Silver Flashman is coming to get you, and he'll throw your children into the sun. No joke. He doesn't even have to be super strong. He can just grab onto you and run so fast around the earth that your child attains escape velocity and then launches off the surface of the planet through the reach of our planet's gravity directly into the sun. Boom! Silver Flashman! Wait! Why doesn't the Flash do that? He can throw people into the sun. So then can Silver Surfer. Why aren't they throwing people into the sun? I mean, theoretically, they're so fast they don't even have to go around the Earth. They can just go, like, I don't know, a quarter mile, and then just fire someone, like a Flash Silver cannon, into the sun. That's got to have happened. There's no way I just thought of that. There is no way I just thought of that, because that's brilliant. You're like a cat, like a Flashapult or a Silver cannon. You just take someone by the collar, start running, and just, like, line it up. Just hope it's like noon or like the golden hour, like dawn or dusk. And then just, well, dawn or dusk would be perfect. And then you just run at the sunset and at the very last minute let go and fire them into the sun. Problem solved. You don't have to go home for Thanksgiving anymore. Damn. All your problems can be taken care of by throwing them into the sun if you have super speed. That's the takeaway here. If you have super speed, why are you wasting it by not throwing all your problems into the sun? I wish I could throw all my problems into the sun. Basically, what I'm saying is everybody wishes they had a superpower. Ways they could save the world. But here's a way you can save. Simply enter coupon code RUSHING at checkout to save 20% on your first purchase at naturebox.com.